Wilmslow Rugby Club are this week's Cheshire's Silk 106.9 Club of the Week, as they hosted their annual Mini and Junior Rugby Festival last weekend. The festival is one of the largest mini rugby festivals in the north of England, with the club welcoming over 30 teams and around 1,400 players. The club itself dates back 100 years, with the mini and junior section celebrating its 50th anniversary this year. Tony Smith is chair of the club's mini and junior section.
We're celebrating 50 years of mini and junior rugby this year. The club was reformed 100 years ago, but really minis and juniors has been an active sort of formal section for 50 years. We're a very flourishing section. We're growing rapidly, which is sort of counter to some of the trends that we see in rugby generally, and also in mini and junior rugby. We've got approaching 350 kids, boys and girls, playing at the club now in the minis and junior section, at all ages, from ages 6 through to, when they graduate to the Colts at 17. So it's a thriving club, good numbers, and also a good standard of rugby played by these lads. We enjoy input from, they're all volunteers, but from well-qualified coaches, some of whom are coaches for a living, but they give up their time to come and help out with coaching the junior sides. So we've got good support from the coaching teams, and a growing body of players, which is fantastic, really. We're looking forward to the next 50 years. In a very positive view, really, if we can continue to develop as we have done. We've got teams that are very successful in the mini and juniors. They're contesting cup finals over the course of the next 2 or 3 weeks. But we've got lots and lots and lots of kids playing rugby, which is what we're really about.
I guess the main thing from that perspective as well is, obviously it's about learning and development as they grow through the age groups, but I guess the big thing as well is just to making sure that they enjoy the sport.
Yeah, so first and foremost, we do want to see them enjoying themselves. It's a contact game, so we must teach them the technical aspects of the game, so they can deal with the contact in the most appropriate way. But it, first and foremost, it's about having fun, and that's what's also good about this club. There's a strong social aspect to it, so lots of family involvement. So as well as having fun on the field, they enjoy peripheral activities, like different. We do lots of days out to Sale Sharks games, for example, and that's a big social activity with boys, girls, parents, young and old, grandparents, everybody involved. So there's a real community aspect to the club, which is good, really.
And it's days like this where you must kind of, obviously you're busy as well doing things. Yeah, yeah. You need to get a spare minute to look across the multiple pitches here, the multiple teams. You must think, wow, this is incredible. This is what grassroots rugby is all about.
Yeah, I mean, we're very fortunate. This festival's been running for about 30 years now. Obviously, over the years, it's grown. This year, there'll be about 1,650 players from ages 6 up to 12, because it's a, we don't do, this festival is not for older age groups. Across 2 days, we've got teams touring from Ireland, we've got clubs from London, we've got clubs from the West Midlands, we've got clubs from Lancashire, Yorkshire. So it's a much broader spectrum of rugby, and it's really great to see all these kids having a fantastic time, well supported by parents and siblings and everything else. Yeah, it's really good.
And obviously, I guess the ultimate aim is for the juniors to start and go all the way through then into the first team or the senior teams at the club. But I guess, like we said earlier, the main thing is obviously enjoyment, but hopefully they'll then go in to represent the club from a senior point of view.
Yeah, we want, and we work quite hard at building a bridge between the sort of junior activity and the senior teams. Rugby clubs of this nature can only really survive if they can build that bridge. Obviously, boys and girls go away to university or do tertiary education of some description. They don't always come back to the same area, but we hope when they go away, they will still have a very strong affinity with the club. They will know that senior rugby is an option for them at the club, and that they will come back. Not all do, but if we get enough of them, then we'll, you know, then we can enjoy with a reasonable amount of certainty that, you know, that the senior groups will also flourish too.
What do you enjoy most about being part of this club?
Well, I enjoy days like this, strangely, for all the hard work and the anxiety that that precedes it usually, and the wailing and gnashing of teeth. But I think it's fantastic to see all these kids from, you know, far and wide. You know, you can hear in the background all of the enthusiasm. You know, amongst the children and the supporters, it's just fantastic to see all these people here, you know, enjoying, you know, a day, because it is a day for them, a whole day playing rugby and enjoying all the social contacts and stuff like this. It's just, you know, this is what makes it all worthwhile, really.
Fantastic. And if any of our listeners are listening to this and thinking, maybe my daughter or son wants to get involved in the sport, obviously they're coming towards the end of the season now, I think. What is it that, how can they get involved, and kind of what's on offer here from a mini and junior section here at Wilmslow?
Okay, so obviously, as you say, we're coming to the end of the season now. We're in the last, you know, 2 or 3 weeks of the formal season. You know, we do continue rugby-related activity throughout the summer months. There's obviously the amount and the intensity of it tails off, but we'll be back again in September. We'll be recruiting, you know, new members all the way through the year, but the rugby activity really picks up at the first week of September. You know, we're out on social media. We're at, you know, the website's very, you know, very comprehensive. There's lots of different ways that, you know, people, if they're interested, can get hold of us. You know, we understand, I think, that rugby may not be for everybody, so we're always keen to get people who think they might be able to enjoy the game to come down, give it a try for 2 or 3 weeks before they need to make any commitment to doing anything more formal. But, you know, if they're interested and they're keen to do it, then of course we'd love to have them come and play.
Sarah Hughes is one of the key volunteers who has helped organise this year's Mini and Junior Festival and told us all about the event.
So this weekend we've got the Wilmslow Festival, Mini and Juniors Festival. We run this annually and this weekend every year. And it's really a kind of an opportunity for clubs both locally and from far away, should they choose to join us, to just really come and spend a weekend of fun rugby, socialising with, you know, playing clubs that they've probably never played before, and it's just about the spirit of rugby, really. So we have around about 1300 to 1500 children aged from under sevens all the way up to under 12s across 2 days. So today we have our under 11s and under 12s festival. Tomorrow we have our under sevens to under 10s festival.
But it must be amazing looking over now, seeing the multiple pitches across the age groups. It must be a fantastic sight to see so many young players participating in rugby. Obviously, there's that kind of competitive element, but most of it's just about enjoying the sport of rugby.
100%. You know, we have RFU age gate guidelines, so the competitiveness, it's competitive within the individual teams, of course, but you're absolutely right. This is all about the love of the game, seeing these young children just working as a team, playing together and just enjoying the moment, really. And I think, as I said before, the great thing about this festival is that, you know, we have teams from Marlow, we have teams from over from Ireland, we have Blackrock, we have Wesley, both Irish teams. We've got a number of touring teams this year as well.
And to put this all on is a huge team effort, and it's mainly done by parents and people involved within the team, all voluntary.
So everything that happens here for the festival is voluntary. So we have our mini and juniors chair, and we have data officers, safeguarding officers, who obviously put in a heck of a lot of time all year round, not just for the festival. As far as the festival's concerned, we then take the traditionally the under 12s take on the role of actually managing the festival. So that's kind of forming like a small committee, working with the main club mini and juniors committee, and those people will consist absolutely of parents, managers, coaches, but it's 100% voluntary and it's a lot of hours.
That's the thing, I imagine a huge operation. What goes into organising an event of this scale?
Oh wow, where to start? It's many months is the first thing. It's kind of get there early. The good thing that we have actually is that because this festival has been going on for so many years now, we're really well known. Clubs come to us and say, when's your festival? How do we sign? So, you know, from that perspective, we've usually got clubs signing very, very early before the event even starts. In terms of the event itself, it's really getting this committee together with parents, coaches, as I said before, and really just kind of planning every detail from, you know, not just the clubs, but everything that you see here today, the catering, the hospitality that we're putting on for our touring teams this evening, making sure that we've got referees, we've got coaches for every game and scorers, pitch controllers. These are all parents volunteering to do this on the day.
Obviously, we're a couple of hours into it now. I bet you're glad it's up and running now, but yes. Obviously every event has its challenges. It must be fantastic. You must be incredibly proud of what you and your team have been able to put together and actually see so many people enjoying it.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, we're still really early days into the overall festival, but just hearing the feedback already about how smoothly it's been this morning for people coming in, people registering, people knowing where they can pitch their tents, people having a really great understanding of the schedule. We've done some great work this year to have all of our schedule online, so those last minute changes are easier to manage than if you've got them all into a program. So yeah, no, it's great. I'm really excited about tomorrow too.
And in terms of the overall club about Wilmslow, obviously it's a big family thing for you. How much do you enjoy being part of this club?
It's been 10 years that I've been here. I am myself now a qualified coach and referee and safeguarding officer. I have a son in under 12s. I think it became a case of if you can't beat them, join them. And so rather than, you know, staying at home on a Sunday, just getting down here and sharing their love of rugby with them.
You obviously throwing yourself into it, being a coach, safeguarding, referee. What is it about it? Why is it that you commit and dedicate so much of your time to this sport and to this club?
I love the spirit of rugby, ultimately. I love that every child has a place. I love that although there is a competitive spirit, it is a very inclusive spirit. And that's from a parent's perspective as well. You know, you see people just mingling, just getting on, supporting the opposition as well as their own team. And I don't think there's that many sports that can say that they have that, if I'm honest.
John Gerrard used to play for the club and is now on the mini and junior committee, as well as coaching one of the mini teams.
So I used to play down at the club 20 years ago, possibly a little bit more, mostly thirds, a few times for the seconds. But like everybody, I, you know, dispersed through job and family and stuff. And then I've come back now with my eldest son, who's six, who's in the under sixes, of which I also coach. So, and just naturally got back involved with the club. You know, I've got a lot of friends here, know a lot of the wider committee, and have a can-do attitude, which obviously helps in running events like this, coaching, you know, and all that type of stuff.
What have you got out of this sport of rugby?
So the big thing for me, discipline, listening, respect, teamwork, you know, all of the RFU's core principles, really. I think it's a phenomenal community support sport. It's in all walks of life, in whatever occupation or whatever you do, that teamwork, camaraderie, just helps you, you know, in later life for everything, and it shows and it comes through. So,
and it's also fantastic standing here now, overlooking the pitches, the multiple pitches. Over the weekend, I think over 1,600 juniors and minis are going to be playing, which is an incredible number. You must look over here and think, wow, we've had a part in putting this on.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's no mean feat. You know, the organisation of this festival kicked off in January. And that's, I mean, the only reason it kicked off in January is because of the years and years of organisation that have come before it and lessons learned that meant, you know, we approach this in a very well-organised, structured way. But it is no mean feat. Like you say, we've got circa 35 clubs, 1,600 players. Every player has a responsible adult with them. So there's a hell of a lot of people to manage, orchestrate. You know, but again, it comes down to those principles. You know, we have a great team working on the festival. All of the teams that are involved, all of their coaches are very supportive, as with obviously all of their volunteers and the first aiders and everybody. It is that teamwork, collaboration, community spirit that just that brings it all together.
And that extends beyond just this weekend as well. It sounds like the community aspect, all the values you talked about, is about this club in general on a week-to-week basis.
Absolutely, you know, and the most brilliant thing is obviously as age groups move up, you know, so sixes become sevens, sevens become eights, you get a tranche of new people coming involved into the club. You know, I've had a break of about 15 years here, but I've brought with me a few other coaches who are involved in it now, who are adding different things and who are bringing different ideas and stuff to the party. Obviously, that combined with the older, experienced coaches and administrators and volunteers, it's just a dream. We're a great club. We do a lot of different community events and stuff. The social's brilliant. You know, we have a camp out on the first team pitch in the off season where all the minis and juniors come and barbecue, and you know, they all camp out on the first team pitch. It's our 50 years of mini and juniors this year, which is phenomenal if you think about it. You know, and we've had the biggest intake in our under six class for all of those 50 years. So we actually had 51 intake of under sixes in our 50th year, which is brilliant and I'm really proud of. And yeah, it's great.
Obviously, as a coach, I guess as well, to see the growth in not only your children, but also the whole team as well. What is it that you enjoy most about that side of it and also being part of here at Wilmslow Rugby Club?
So for me, obviously, I've started my coaching off at the very earliest age group, you know, because my kids have been involved in it because I'm, you know, I'm passionate about it. So I've got 50 kids and I'm watching kids come in at the very start of the season who can't particularly catch, can't particularly throw, also don't particularly listen well. You know, it can be a bit like herding cats and stuff. But now we're getting to the end of, effectively the end of the season. We have got a substantial amount of kids who are absolutely brilliant. They are chomping at the bit to start playing tag. Their throwing's brilliant. They're catching, you know, and it's testament and commitment of all the coaches involved. You know, I've got a really strong coaching squad of eight volunteers, all parents, and we've worked really hard. We're going to take that up to the next level next year for under sevens. You know, we start playing tag. Then obviously under nines becomes contact. Yeah, see, that's when I'm going to enjoy it most, actually, as an ex-prop forward. That's when I'll come into my element. But just to see it, you know, and you know, today is the under 11s and under 12s. Very different rugby to obviously what our sixes to tens play. It's so exciting. Just, you know, we can see the whole spectrum of rugby, you know, across tag, full contact. Yeah, brilliant. Really good.
Former professional rugby player Joss Baxendale started at the club as a junior and went on to play professionally for Sale Sharks for over a decade and represented England internationally. He was there at the festival and reflected on his time at Wilmslow and the weekend of mini and junior rugby.
My parents used to come down here and I joined as a junior. I used to play, I think I started at under eights when I was 7 years old. And then I played right through junior rugby and then played at Wilmslow, which was my junior club when I was up till I was about 20, until went on to Sale there and played professionally for 10 years there.
Fantastic. And what did you get out of playing rugby?
Well, I was just saying that, especially at junior level, it's the camaraderie, it's the togetherness, it's the learning good moral values, actually. It's, if you watch them, it's not necessarily actually playing the rugby that matters so much, it's the teammates, it's the fun you get from it.
Somebody that's played rugby at a very high level, how great is this weekend to kind of see so many people participating in the sport?
It's fantastic. It's almost a bit nostalgic as well, because I'm looking around and I'm seeing all the kits have changed slightly, but I still recognise some of the kits, and it's sort of from 40 years ago or something like that. I think it's fantastic. It's a great event. It's well organised, and it's nice that people come together and you know, nobody's getting paid for it, that everyone's volunteers. It's fantastic. I've not really been down here for probably 10 years. It hasn't changed a bit. It's a bit more modern now, but it's exactly the same piece of grass. It's ace. Really, really, it's a fantastic, fantastic facility and a fantastically organised event. And really good for the kids. We're with Knutsford here, and it's probably five or six players on the bench, so it's great. It's thriving. That's a club that wasn't available when I was. They didn't form until 2003. So yeah, fantastic.
And in terms of your perspective on where rugby union is that obviously at an England level, it's been a challenging few months, maybe a year, I think it's fair to say. But in terms of from the senior teams and also the participation, what's your perspective on it?
Yeah, I think England are a bit of a funny stage at the moment, aren't they? I think that's what happens. You have cycles of teams being very successful and they're just going through a bit of a blip at the moment. I'm sure they, you know, numbers wise there's a lot of people participating in England, so I'm sure England will come back at some point.
And this is where it all starts, isn't it? Clubs like Wilmslow and the clubs that are represented here, this is like the breeding ground for hopefully the next future kind of England talent.
It is exactly that. It is. And everyone starts somewhere, and this is, you know, I started here, and you find your level, you keep going up each level, and some of these guys will only ever play at this level. They might try and play county level or go on to play professionally or even play for England. It's all everyone starts at the same level here.
What are your memories of being here at this club?
Lots of memories, actually. Playing here as a junior, I remember really clearly, and then actually being like a 6-year-old kid playing on the pitch after the game when the seniors were playing and wanted to play for the first team one day, and then going on and playing for the first team when I was sort of, I think I was 17 when I played for the first team, and it's really powerful memories. It's quite emotional today, actually.
Well, I think that just shows you, isn't it, that it's not many players that obviously will go on to achieve what you've done. What's kind of your, if you were to give advice to the mini and juniors here, what's your advice to them about rugby here, but also in their hopefully future, and keep on playing?
I think you have to just try and enjoy it as much as you can. And it's a weird one, rugby, because when you're playing, you don't necessarily enjoy it because it hurts and it's a physical game. But afterwards, when you've played it and you discuss it with your teammates and stuff, it's great, and it does bring a big bond. It's almost sort of going into battle together in some respects. It's a bit over dramatic, but you are bonding, and you have a good bond afterwards. And generally, you know, certainly junior rugby, it's a good social event as well.
It's obviously been a huge part of your life for however many years.
It's still part of my life, and my kids, you know, I want him to play. So, yeah, it's. Rugby's given so much to me and friendship group, all my mates basically rugby players. I've just bumped into one of my old Sale players now, who's coaching England, and it's lovely to see him. I just saw him, we gave each other a big hug, and it's, you know, you shared experience with him.
It's like camaraderie, isn't it? I think rugby, obviously there's very different team sports out there, including football, but rugby seems to have this different sort of bond, I guess, with your teammates. Maybe it goes back to that battle that you mentioned.
Yeah, I think it is. I think it's because it's a physical confrontation, and it is. It hurts playing rugby, and you go through it together. It's good. And, you know, it's a good combination of physicality, but also skill and speed and awareness. You know, you have to be quite intelligent to play, really, because you've got to work out in your brain what's going on in a quick environment where you're likely to get smashed by an 18 stone monster. So it's also good because you've got the different shapes and sizes of people. You know, you've got some of my mates, I've actually noticed a lot of my mates are all front five forwards now, and they're all massive still, and you know, down to the sort of scrum halves are tiny, and it's a thing for all shapes and sizes.